So, good afternoon. This afternoon I want to teach you all about mindful self-compassion. I've learned this from Chris Germer and Kristen Neff, and I will give you the website at the end of the retreat so that you can listen to meditations from them for free. In English. And it's been a beautiful practice for me. I've really learned to be kinder to myself and therefore kinder to other people. So I wanted to share that with you. Mindful self-compassion is based on three principles: mindfulness. And yet that's what you're already doing. That's just knowing what's happening while it's happening without judging it. And the second one is common humanity, which is realizing that we're not alone or abnormal in our suffering, that suffering is part of life, and we all suffer in life. And the third one is self-kindness, being kind to ourselves when we suffer. So I wanted to lead you in a practice of this. And I know that sometimes we jump to our most difficult problem, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to, because all the research shows if we practice on things, little things, and often, we build up the muscles so that we can handle the bigger things. So I want you to, by now you've undoubtedly faced a few problems in your own mind, whether it's the weather, or your neighbor, or your boss, or your child, or your grandmother, whatever. I want you to pick one of them that isn't too stressful, because this is just practice. So, like on a scale from 1 to 10, pick about a 3 or a 4. And just bring that story to mind. Just notice the story. And you might also notice what you think might happen. And by now you might be feeling a little stress in your body as you think about that story. So just notice that stress wherever it is in your body. Now the first step that we're going to do is self-compassion, of noticing that this is suffering. Or you could say, ouch, this hurts. And the second step is realizing that we all suffer. So you might say something like, I'm not alone in this. other people suffer. This isn't really abnormal. This is just suffering. I'm not abnormal. Now the third step is self-kindness. And for now, just put your hand on your heart. When we put our hands on our heart, that increases the oxytocin, which is a hormone that, a trust and bonding hormone. And women especially have it when they're nursing their babies, but we all have it, men and women have that hormone. And say to yourself some kind of kind statement like, may I be kind to myself? Or may I learn to accept myself just as I am? May I be safe? If you're having trouble figuring out what to say, what would you say to a good friend who has the same problem that you have? What kind words would you say to that friend? Some of you may have really liked putting your hand on your heart. That might have worked perfectly for you, but there are many ways to do it. So we're going to explore what we call soothing touch. And that is, there are many ways. It's shown in the research that touch is really important. We know it's very important for parents and adults to touch and care for their children. And there are ways that we can touch and care for ourselves. So we're going to explore that right now. So I'm going to lead you through some possibilities. And I just want you to notice how it feels for yourself. So we've done the one hand on the heart. Please put your hand on your heart. And you might push in a little bit. You can close your eyes unless you don't quite understand what I'm saying, then open and you can see what I'm doing. Just feel that gesture. And now try putting the second hand on your heart. So you have both. Just notice, is this comforting for you? Is it supportive? Now take the top hand off and put it on your belly. So you have one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. And play around a little bit. You might move your hand on your belly a little bit, like you might do if you were petting a child, or petting at your cat or your dog, something that's very soothing and natural. And now try moving both hands to your belly and see if that feels good. And you now try taking one hand up to your cheek. And just notice, is this comforting? Now bring your hand down and give yourself a little hug, a little squeeze. Nobody really knows what you're doing, but you're just giving yourself some love and affection. You can squeeze tight or loose. Just play with it. What works for you? You can play around with these gestures all week. Maybe on one day one will feel good and another day another will feel good. But remember that touch can be very soothing and supportive. A kind gesture to yourself. So since we have more time, I want to lead you through this exercise again, the whole thing. Now when I say put your hand on your heart, or you could put it on your face, or you could give yourself a hug, it's whatever works for you. So we're going to try the self-compassion break again, because you can do this throughout your day and it would be really great for you. So bring to mind another story that has some suffering in it, maybe again a 3 or a 4 on the scale of 1 to 10. Please don't pick your worst suffering. Just pick a problem that is kind of annoying or frustrating or sad. Notice the story. Check out if there's some tension in your body. Maybe some stress, maybe some place you're holding tight. If there is, you can let it go a little bit. And notice your response when I say, what might happen? Now this, first we have mindfulness, so we can say to ourselves, this is suffering. This is a moment of suffering. Ouch, this hurts. Or just noticing, this is painful. And And the second step is to remember that suffering is part of life. We're not bad or wrong because we suffer. If you have a body, you're going to suffer sometimes. The suffering is part of life. Everyone suffers. I'm not abnormal, I'm not wrong or bad because I suffer. And now find that soothing touch. It might be hot, your hand on your heart, or your hand on your belly, or your hand on your cheek, or that hug. Find something that is soothing for you right now. And the third step is, may I be kind to myself. Or listen for what you need right now with this story. Maybe you need to feel safe. Maybe you need to feel happy. If you had a very wise, loving mother or father tell you right now something, what would that be? About 10 more minutes, and you can just practice on your own. You can go back to your mindfulness and practice and see what comes up. And the next time that a story comes up that is suffering, you find yourself cringing a little bit, going, ouch, I don't like this, this is hard, this is difficult. It especially happens about ourselves. You know, oh, I should be better, I'm not good enough. So just when that story comes up, see if this practice is helpful to you. No, this is suffering. I'm not alone. All beings suffer. Giving yourself a soothing touch. May I be kind to myself? Or whatever words work for you. You'll say it and finish, I'm sure. end, we have 5 minutes for any questions that anyone has. So if you have questions about this process, you don't quite understand it or whatever, and I could answer them. Yeah, Sara.
Well, I didn't understand the when you said that what might happen.
Oh, good. Okay. So we often have a story. Oh, it's hot today. Well, it might get really hot tomorrow. That would be a might happen thing. Or my child is sick. He might get really sick. You know, generally, when we're suffering, we can start thinking about all the bad things that are going to happen that become worse. Thanks. Yeah.
I'd like to ask about when you first let it, you were talking about a neighbor or some family member or somebody like that. Does it always have to involve a person, or can it be good something question. Like, you know, I cannot get any sleep, for example?
Yes, like good question. Great. Yes. It can definitely be, it's me. Yeah, yeah. And that's suffering when you can't get any sleep. You really want to sleep. That's suffering. This is suffering. So we see the story. Oh, I can't get any sleep. And tomorrow I might do something really terrible. Or, you know, whatever the story is. Or maybe my body will get really sick. Whatever the story. We just touch into it. We don't get into it and start elaborating it and writing chapters on it. The trick is to use mindfulness to notice it. Notice what's happening. Notice our thoughts about our fears often, our fears, our worries, concern, what might happen, but not to dive into that. To use awareness to say, okay, that's my story. And there's suffering there, so why not turn toward myself and see if I can soothe myself? The nice thing is mindfulness gives us a choice. That's for me the most promising thing about mindfulness. It gives us some freedom. Like, oh, here's what's happening. If I'm on automatic pilot, I'm just going to react in a way, and it probably won't serve me. But if I stop and notice, oh, I'm getting a little freaked out here, I'm very worried, and I have all these thoughts about what might happen. Whew, this is suffering. This is real suffering. And I'm not alone here. The world, many people get freaked out all the time. I'm not bad because I'm freaking out. I'm just freaking out for a moment. And then, what would I want to hear right now? If the Dalai Lama were telling me, it's okay, Jane, what would I want him to say, you know? Maybe it would be just, it's okay. You know? Thanks.
Well, I do have another question. If anybody else.
Okay. All right.
You were talking on a scale from 0 to 10, that pick something that is 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ever go and touch those 7, 8, 9, 10s, because it's quite tempting?
It is quite tempting. Good question. Well, you know what happens if you're kind of weak and you go to the gym and you really should lift 3-pound weights and you lift 7-pound weights? You don't feel so good the next day, right? So when you're practicing, practice with the 3s and the 4s when you're practicing. Now, things will become bigger There will be things that come up. There will be perhaps a 7 or 8 that comes up for you. Hopefully not a 10 on this retreat, not a 10 for a long time, but things might come up. And first you might get into the story and, oh, this is awful, it's going to be, and you might be gone for a long time in the story, what might happen. But when, at sooner or later, you're going to come back to the moment, ah, this is suffering. This is suffering. This is sad. And then, I'm not the, often when we're suffering, we tend to turn and be very self-critical. I shouldn't be suffering. I shouldn't have this problem. If I had it all together, I wouldn't be suffering. And that's a myth. Everybody suffers. Everybody. So don't turn on yourself and be critical of yourself because you're suffering. You're just suffering like everybody else in the world. It might be a different kind of suffering, but we all suffer. And then the third step is, what do I need to hear right now? Well, if my best friend were suffering like this, what would I tell them? No. Most of us are very kind to our friends. If we weren't kind to our friends, they wouldn't be our friends. They would leave us. So we are kind to our friends, and we're not so kind to ourselves. And it's really important. Here you are for a week, and you are with yourself. And this is a time to practice with yourself. So you don't have to do all those steps, although I'll put them up on the board in case people want to remember them. And Anne's going to talk about it tomorrow in Finnish. So you'll get more information on this. It's a suggestion to practice. And if you don't want to use the words at all or the practice, but the soothing touch works for you, when you see the story come up, just use the soothing touch. Just, you know, you can just, Or for me, this is the one that works for me. So now it's kind of automatic. When I hear something that's really suffering, I just, I might be watching the news. People suffering in a completely different country, I don't know them, da da da. But I just go, whoa, you know? So it's just a practice to try out for yourself. If it's helpful, great. If it's not helpful, that's fine too, because there's so many practices. Thank you all. Okay, I think it's time for dinner.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.